This would
I didn't know you could plug in your car.
No, this would be, he's saying, this is the type of car we ought to be going
to. Going to, okay.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
this is the type of, and he's talking about something that only gets a 20-mile all-electric range. Only, like, if you just, a battery that just does 20 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also talking about adding ethanol and things like that. And it's interesting, and one of the things we try to do on our show is bring some of these views. I understand we've connected with Q. Q, are you out there?
Yes, I am, and I wish I had a car that would get about 40,000 miles to the gallon or to the load. That would be really sweet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what would you be paying for the price of that gas?
Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of traveling again lately, and I'm about to do a lot more.
Okay, tell us about, Q, tell us about your traveling. You have done an awful lot to honor the troops in Iraq and to really help the families of those soldiers who have given all.
That is correct. I run a website called IraqWarHeroes.org. It's a tribute page to our heroes that served in Iraq and Afghanistan. And one of the things in my mission is that I try to attend the funerals in the Northwest for our heroes, and I photograph them for the families free of charge.
Mm.
Something they can pass on to the kids. This is something also that they can help remember that day. A lot of people think it's kind of an odd thing, but you know, the memorial service is the last part of the physical journey of that particular person.
Mm.
Memorial services are also where all your enemies tend to show up and all your friends and family.
Mm.
And when you're grieving, you don't see what's going on around you. You miss probably 98% of what's happening.
Like the family is in some sort of a fog as they're going through this.
That is correct.
Yeah.
So I thought I would read you an article that Salem-News.com did on me on February 8th.
Mm.
That would explain a little bit about what I do. And it's titled, Northwest Photographer Remembers Fallen Heroes Day In and Day Out.
Wow. Very well.
And that's at Salem?
Yeah.
It was written by Bonnie King.
Okay.
And here we go. IraqWarHeroes.org is not operated by an organization. It's just here. The man behind the telephoto lens, who has been present at nearly every funeral in the Northwest, soldiers in the last 4 years. His mission is sincere and exact, a one-man operation. QMAP attends funerals and memorials for lost service members in the Northwest whenever possible to pay his respects to the fallen heroes. He photographs the services, then posts limited amount of them on the hero's tribute page and provides the other photos at no cost to the immediate family. No strings attached. It's a thank you for the sacrifice that they have made. There are 3,457 U.S. troops listed on the DOD casualty list at the time of this report. These men and women have given their all in Iraq and Afghanistan conflicts. Each has an individual tribute page on IraqWarHeroes.org. However, according to founder and photographer Q Mappe, there are more lost Americans than the list accounts for. Quote, I know I don't have them all. Despite what you hear in the news about losing 3,000 Americans, please keep in mind they exclude a lot of them in their reporting. Scrolling down the list of names on Q's website becomes its own monument of silence. Keep scrolling. The list is surprisingly long. Opening page after page gives one an ominous sort of feeling, a tangible sense of loss for the thousands named, one after another, too many. Q would agree, as of 2-3-07, he had been to 119, probably more services than any other one person. He's not pro-war or anti-war either. With Q, that's beside the point. Quote, I'm not into the politics. We have to take care of our men and women in uniform, and we have to give them respect, even after they're gone. Besides that, nothing matters. They're there, so let's do the right thing.
Mm.
Quote, the CD I give to the family has snapshots of the event. I try to cover as much as possible without being intrusive at all. I take as many photos as I can, depending on the situation and condition. Usually, the next day I crop and size them and create a visual record that can be passed on to the next generation, especially to the ones too young to know now. Families of our fallen heroes understand the gift from Q. He does this out of the goodness of his heart, out of his sense of duty, in appreciation of our soldiers' sacrifice, and that of their family and friends. He has been asked to attend services again and again, where no media or public was allowed. Quote, sometimes they don't want any family members to be shown in pictures. I can respect that. Those never show up anywhere but on their CDs. Here is the man of his word. Nearly 30,000 pictures are posted to his site, available for viewing and to attract attention to this important project. IraqWarHeroes.org has made it to the top of the list of search engines such as Google, MSN, Yahoo, and many others when searching for Iraq War Heroes. He updates his site daily, with very few exceptions, with current releases of names from the Department of Defense, and with photos or other material mailed in by their relatives, friends, and others that wish to add to the tribute page of one of the fallen heroes. Quote, I hope every day that I won't be adding more names, but I also know the reality of war, and even when it's finally done, the dying will continue, and I will do my best to make sure that every one of them is remembered. Rarely does Q step from behind the camera. Never does he ask for thanks, and usually only gives his web address for acknowledgement of his efforts. Donations, however, are gladly accepted. Quote, I'm looking for help in getting to all these events. I'm not a rich man, but this is important, so anyone that wants to help me with this project is welcome to contact me. Gas is a big expense, and postage too, anything helps. As of the first day of January, Q had driven over 43,200 miles to over 120 funerals, of which 119 were photographed by him, for the families of the heroes. With that many miles on the road, Q's lifestyle is that of a man on the move.
Mm.
Quote, I don't do a lot of things normal people do. I put most of my energy into this site. I'm not a non-profit thing, and I'm not a profit thing. I make no money here. I get occasional donations of stamps and sometimes donations to help with the gas costs when I head to a funeral. Traveling in itself entails risk. Icy roads, bad drivers, and car problems are challenges Q has had to deal with over 2 years, but he has never stopped going to services. Quote, I get tired, but not too tired. I'm always planning my next trip, trying to work it financially, getting my car ready, which is a problem in itself, but the feedback I get from families makes it all worth it. I'm happy to do what I can. Not surprisingly, now and then he gets some negative feedback as well. Sometimes people tell him the site is too political, and even challenges their sacrifice.
Mm.
To that, Q says, though. These men and women volunteer to serve and protect our country in whatever capacity that they are assigned. Mostly, though, few get thanked. Thank yous come from family and friends, especially those whose funerals he photographed. Quote, it's unbelievable the number of folks that have written me. It's really nice. I know I'm making a difference. Currently, Q's War Heroes web pictures consist of 26,904 JPEG images and 19,639 pages, of which over half belong to IraqWarHeroes.org and AfghanistanWarHeroes.org. His websites are not automated. Q personally creates a tribute page for each new name added to the list. The average time he spends a day on a project is 6.3 hours.
Mm.
This is dedication. An important issue Q is helping to bring into public eye is PTSD. What some consider the other killer of our heroes, post-traumatic stress disorder isn't a new term for most of us, but in times of war, it is especially critical that this condition is flagged early. PTSD can strike immediately or creep up later, and too often is fatal. For someone returning from battle, the war doesn't necessarily stop them at home. If anyone serving in the United States Armed Forces loses their life due to the war in Iraq or Afghanistan, regardless of how they died, and no matter where or when they died, they are listed on the website. Quote, this is something many people won't talk about, but we've lost a lot of people to PTSD after they've come home. It's not in the news much, but everyone needs to know about PTSD and what effect it has on the person suffering and what it does to the people around them so they will know how to get help, she said. If you know of a hero that died stateside after having served in Iraq or Afghanistan or both, and they are not on my list, please let me know. Many of our heroes, when they die stateside, don't get reported through the DoD releases. It is my mission to remind people of our fallen heroes, to let the people know who these men and women are, all of them. A couple of hours, that's not much to give. For Q, the mission continues. When the time comes, on the wing and prayer, Q will be there, joining the Patriot Guard riders and giving reverence to the man or woman who has given their all. The photographic images that follow are a humble reminder of the greatness of life. With names being released almost daily of fallen heroes, little time seems to pass between tragic announcements for someone in a nearby town or city. Flags will drop to half-mast, and people will bow their heads. And then it's over, and the healing begins. The photos of that day will document the celebration of life that occurred and how our nation gave its thanks to one of our own, thanks to Q. And, you know, that's a great little article. It kind of tells me so you know what I'm up to. Right now I'm gearing up for 4 more missions or is it 5? Tomorrow I'm going to Astoria, Oregon, to pay honors to one of our heroes. Mm-hmm. On Saturday I'm going to Boise, on the 20th Portland, and on the 4th Richland.
Wow. Boise's a good trip.
Yeah, Boise's not too bad. I try to pick trips that I can normally do one way within a day, and, you know, if I can scrape up the gas for it. So Boise's only about, in my car, it's about 7.5-8 hours.
Yeah. Wow. Now, Q, you've mentioned the important thing here is to respect and show some respect for our troops, and that you're not coming from this from a political point of view. You're not taking an anti-war statement. You're not taking a pro-war statement, though people can read into this, I would think, either way, that by really respecting the troops, it perhaps is making a statement about the futility of war, or on the other hand, by really respecting the troops, a statement is made about their tremendous sacrifice and that we wouldn't be here and have the freedoms and democracy, liberty, freedom of speech without these soldiers.
And that's a good point, Jeff. Without the sacrifices of our men and women in the military, dating back years and years, we wouldn't be right now having this chit-chat. Who knows what we'd be doing? We could be silenced. We could be punished, thrown in jail for talking freely.
Right. See, all we have to worry about is not mentioning a few curse words, which is really not a hard problem. Politically, we can say anything we want. And we forget that in most places around the world, if you're on the air, you have a set state message and state program that's what you present to the masses, and don't veer from it.
Well, I'd like to remind all of your listeners, including you, you know, make it a point every day, or at least, you know, a couple of times a week, seek out a veteran and say thank you. You know what? If you're online, it's so easy to find active duty veterans out there. And just say thank you. You know, that's a very simple start. And when they do come home, be there and welcome them home. You know, it's from past wars, especially the Vietnam War, it's one thing that didn't happen often.
Right.
You know, we still have guys that haven't come home yet. They are living a life of mercenary.
Now, if people are interested in welcoming people home, is this some is information on that available at the IraqWarHeroes.org website?
Actually, well, I've got limited information there, but if they want to welcome people home, one of the sites they could go to is acescares.org.
Okay.
acescares.org. ACES is an acronym for American Citizens Encouraging Support. You can also go to AmericanCitizensEncouragingSupport.org.
Okay. You have given us that website, too. If people want to support the troops and they're not sure how, the acescares.org.
And then there's another one, and that is AmericaSupportsYou.mil, I believe it is, M-I-L.
Okay, America supports
America. Okay, hang on a second. I'll look that up.
Okay. We really appreciate the work that Q has done here.
Oh, the article is beautiful.
Yeah. Ty, do you have an item or two while Q's doing a little?
Okay, I got it here.
Oh, okay,
it's
Q.
It's AmericaSupportsYou.mil. AmericaSupportsYou.mil. M-I-L.
Okay, is that a
good? It's a list of all kinds of organizations that have been approved through AmericaSupportsYou.mil. Find one that's close to you, or find one that you know you want to support. Another way of supporting our troops is there to help support me because it supports both ends. So, you know, because I tell you, I got a lot of people on my list that are currently stationed in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they're glad there are some of us out here supporting the backs of those that have given it all.
It's an important thing. Robin's got it.
I was saying, we're talking about all this welcoming and support and everything. When you're going to these funerals and stuff, and you're hearing about them, our voice. You know, names are given to you. Do you contact the family members before you go?
Yeah, how does it actually work?
It varies on how I do it. If it's a long distance, I do my best to contact. First person I try to contact is the casualty assistance officer. Okay. The second, if I get family contact information, I call the family or their particular spokesperson. I get permission first before I take the pictures. If they're closer by or I can't get a hold of the family because they're unlisted or something, I wait. I still show up to the funeral. I then ask the spokesperson that's there for the family that a lot of times put me in direct contact with the family. I ask them at that point. You know, sometimes they'll say no, and sometimes I'll get a note saying, you know, I wish I wouldn't have said no. I make contact, and if I end up not photographing, then I'll join another group of people I started last August. They're called the Patriot Guard Riders. They show up to honor these soldiers, and I'll stand in line with them and hold a U.S. flag and pay my tributes that way.
There is a
freak church group out of Topeka, Kansas that started to demonstrate at military funerals. They are a very vulgar, nasty, perverted group that considers themselves as church. If you go to my website, IraqWarHeroes.org, and click on News, N-E-W-S, and then click on a set that is called Faces of Evil, I got some pictures there and some news stories about this group. So back then when they started doing this, the motorcyclists showed up, and they would rev their engines so loud that the families could not hear the protesters. This then turned into more of a gathering, and instead of just revving the motorcycles, people start showing up with flags, and they would create a visual buffer between the families and them. They don't show up to confront the protesters.
Right.
One of the ways the protesters support themselves by suing the city for lack of protection and things like that.
Mm.
So, Patriot Guard writers, I mean, I've done lots of pictures of them that I've got posted on the website. If you click on Read Me or About this site, you'll see a list of some of the funerals I've covered, and follow those links and you'll be amazed at some of the pictures.
Yeah. Because, Q, you've stressed the importance of these are the troops. They volunteered. They don't know if they're going to be sent somewhere. They don't get to pick their wars. But they volunteered that if they're ever sent to go anywhere, they will go and they will do their best and they will put their lives at risk and lives
That's
at stake. And that these are the people that have fallen, and regardless of anybody's politics, and we've had every view, and we'll continue to have every view on our show here, regardless of the politics, though, at the funeral for the fallen soldiers, men or women, we need to show respect for them and their family.
The interesting thing is, like the Patriot Guard riders that show up, you don't have to have a bike to be a member, and membership is free. You know, just come and hold a U.S. flag. But they consist of all kinds of people, diversity, and politics. If anybody knows about it, it's me, because I'm behind the line. I'm there when they first gather and stuff like that before anything else happens. I hear the conversation. Sometimes they like to come and challenge me, and I get all kinds of points of view. And you know what? They put that all aside, and they honor our fallen hero. I mean, views about the wars, any of them, there are so many of them. It all depends on how you want to benefit from it or whatever you want to call it. But like I said, these men and women that serve out, most of them, 99.9%, serve our country honorably, and they do as the country asks them to.
And I also might add that if one of our soldiers steps out of line and does something wrong or illegal, even if it's in the heat of terrible emotion, they are held accountable.
Oh, yes. You bet. And, you know, the news likes to play on this kind of thing, make it seem like all the soldiers are bad, right? Show me a church that doesn't have bad apples. You know, I can just as easily draw that kind of a thing, too. Yeah, and our military does hold people like that responsible, which I'm grateful. They should.
And, Q, how hard is it going to be for these soldiers to come home and reunite with society again and go back to their own jobs if they have this post-syndrome stress thing?
It depends on where they go. If they go to Portland, I think it's going to kind of stink. You know, Portland is a pretty anti-military, anti-government, anti-everybody. I get the most hate mail, I think, from this side of the country. But in other places where they love the troops, I think it'll be easier. And, you know, a lot of it has to do, you know, how each one of us responds to them coming back. Because, you know, if we see them being treated wrong or something like that, we need to step up and fight for them, and we need to step up and say something. I don't know how it's going to be. It's an unfortunate thing that politics makes the decision of a lot of our corporate people. You know what I'm getting at. You know, well, I don't want to do this because it might seem bad over there. People don't want to follow their hearts in a lot of cases. They don't want to do what's right. They want to do what's profitable or what they think that the culture expects them to do versus what's right. So, you know, I don't know. I'm hoping it'll go okay. We also got a lot of guys coming back. You know, they're already back that are injured. You know, we need to consider that. We need to help them.
Yeah. One thing you had mentioned was we didn't really welcome home many of the veterans from the Vietnam War.
That is correct.
And so they never really were able to put an ending on it, a final chapter, a closure on it, a healing on it. They basically were never really welcomed back and said, and thank you, soldiers, for helping out, even though the bigger picture was whatever it was politically.
Right, and you know what? Once again, you know the blaming our men and women in uniform. You know, I've done a lot of work for our Vietnam veterans. I mean, I received a medal in 2000 for my work with Vietnam veterans. And whenever I see one, you know, I recognize one, I will tell them welcome home. I will tell them thank you. It's not too late. Mm-hmm. You know what? You can't say it enough. And, if you go to VietnamWarHeroes.org, if you got the summary report, you could see some of the pictures that were shot by the troops. We're over in Vietnam. And a couple of years ago, I had a wife and husband drive up all the way from Southern Oregon. The wife wanted to tell me thank you because I found her husband and put him together with people from his unit.
Mm.
I haven't seen for over 30-some-odd years. And ever since, he's come out of this closet. The thing is, I think he was previously married, and that wife threw everything away because she thought she could erase the war by just destroying everything. You know, this is something I'm telling people now when women, for example, say, what do you think I should do about PTSD? One thing, don't try to destroy something. You need to let him destroy it.
In other words, in that situation, hiding or removing everything that would remind him of the service didn't work.
Yeah, so, she drove up and she wanted to come and say thank you for doing that because he's been that way for, you know,
Wow. We've got a couple announcements and then we'll be back with you here. Is that okay?
That sounds good.
Okay. Ty, you got a few more announcements for us? Get us up to speed here and we'll be back with Q. Mape here honoring our troops in Iraq regardless of where people are politically on the situation. Ty.
Okay, Jim. This program is brought to you in part by Latin News, the Spanish newspaper for Oregon's Latin community. Latin News provides local, national, and international news and classifieds. Latin News is found at many Spanish establishments, selected libraries, and markets. Latin News publishes their annual Hispanic telephone directory, which contains Hispanic merchant information of goods and services needed by Oregon's Latin community. For more info, their phone number is 503-227-7780.
Saturday, February 17th at 8 p.m., KPSQ welcomes to Crux Arts Portland, 55 Northeast Farragut Street, February Heart Thaw. An evening of melted candy hearts and leftover backyard slush as winter at last crawls into an audible coma, featuring dead air fresheners. These math musicians seek to merge the chance deterministic compositional theory of John Cage with the fearsome aural chaos of throbbing gristle. Also, Portland's favorite ultra-dark, menacing, experimental pop lovebirds, Childhood Friends. The noisy but endearing experimentation of Argumentix and Budweiser Sprite. The haunting mix of jazz and electronic music of Obey's Cupola. And the Boyd Anderson Method, featuring bassist virtuoso for I Am the Arm, cutting loose and laying down the free verse. That's five local groups in all, melting the barriers between experimental and pop music at Crux Arts Portland, 55 Northeast Farragut Street. Brought to you by KPSU.
Hi, we're here. We're back. I'm Jim Winston. This is Fathers, Mothers, and Family Show with Rockin' Robin, my co-host.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah.
Q on the phone.
Yeah. So Robin, if people say, "What do you do for kicks?" What do you do? You say, "Oh, I host a radio show."
It's
a blast.
It is.
Yeah. And coming up after our show every Thursday is the Nibbler Show. Every Thursday, 7 p.m. DJ Greg, comedy, rock, talk, and music. After that, Thursdays, 8 p.m. Sisters Rock. Rock Show, DJ Kate, and the Art Star Show brings you the Art World with DJ Ava every Monday, 5 p.m. I want to get back here with Q. Q, there's an old saying about honoring the troops. All gave some, and some gave all.
That is correct.
And I think you're trying. We live in a different world here. 10 or more years ago, we would not have had the electronic or cyberspace capacity to do this. So your skills, the web capabilities, and unfortunately or fortunately, however one looks at it, the Iraq war, have all come together in something that's never really, nothing like this has ever been done before, if I'm not correct.
Oh, you're very well correct, Dave. But you know what? If I could have done this 30 years ago,
mm-hmm.
or not, 30 years ago.
For the Vietnam gang.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And but also, even though it is 30 years late for them, some of that you are doing now in providing some healing.
That is correct. Matter of fact, yeah. even at my IraqWarHeroes.org website, in the upper right-hand corner, you will see a familiar flag. I've got this as a banner on my car also. It's a black flag, and it says POW/MIA on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we still have prisoners of war out there unaccounted for. Matter of fact, did you know we even have a prisoner of war in Iraq?
Mm-hmm.
I think his last name was Mao Pei or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not positive right now. And then, you know, MIA, those that are missing mm-hmm. in action.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I will get a Department of Defense release saying we've just identified another Vietnam war hero, you know, that was MIA.
Hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Q, do you still have on your website that beautiful car, the Hummer?
Yes.
The Hummy?
To the bottom of the list, all right, there's a little picture of that Hummer. And it underneath it, it says, A Mother's Tribute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you click on it, and I have a bunch of pictures there. Also, at the bottom of the page, I have a link to the memorial that I helped build in Salem, Oregon, for our fallen heroes of the Iraq and Afghanistan war. This is the Oregon Memorial, and it's on Summer Street. You guys should go visit it. It made big news. So at the last stages of it, everybody's complaining, saying it's too early. You know what? They waited over 60 years. They waited for most of the soldiers to die from World War II before they bothered to build them a memorial.
Yeah, most of them had already died. Yeah.
When the first man or woman gave up their lives in this conflict, we needed to honor them. We needed to let them know. And yeah. I wish more people would get back to honoring these heroes because, you know, at the beginning of this war, I saw all kinds of organizations and groups doing this and that and showing up at the funerals. I don't see them anymore because, quote, the popularity of supporting them has gone away.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? We need to honor the last person the same as we did the first.
And it's even, I think you'd say it's even more important now since the war has gone on. It's very difficult. It's requiring a lot of grit your teeth to get through this and
mm-hmm.
try to bring about a good result. It's even more important now, I think you'd say.
You know, I mean, like when we have, like, I know you got only about a minute or so left.
Yeah, and then we have to go.
A local funeral, you know, and when it's open to the public, normally that is announced. I mean, so what? Take a lunch break. Take a 1 or 2 hour lunch break. And go and just say thanks. Maybe give your thanks to the family for that sacrifice.
Mm.
Let them know, you know, this wasn't, he didn't die in vain. He didn't, for nothing. He did die for something. He died for us. He died for the freedom of this country.
Right.
For the freedom of each one of us.
Yeah. Q, I want to thank you so much for coming on our show and coming back on our show. We appreciate it. You'll come again?
All right. I will, and I thank you guys for what you continue to do with fathers and families.
Okay.
And thank you for that wonderful article in the paper. We congratulate you.
Yeah, Q. Tremendous. Yeah, okay. Q Mape, IraqWarHeroes.org, and all the information can come off of there where people would like to go, IraqWarHeroes.org. Street Roots tries to make sure that homeless people or homeless people have opportunities to sell the paper and to help themselves. Street Roots, downtown Portland, 503-228-5657. Rock and Robin, real tremendous thanks to Q Mafe for the work he does to honor all of the soldiers, especially while this is really a frustrating time. It's not easy. It's a dangerous, difficult part of the world, but some would say that's even more reason why we need to promote democracy there. So I don't know what the answer is.
And we need to thank our troops. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Okay, and thank you, Q.
Thank you.
Okay, that's our show for this evening. Ty, take it away.
Good night, Portland.
Really wanna know where you're going. Maybe once or twice. I'm at the time I try to hold on to what we got. Give all my money and my time. I know it's a shame, but I'm giving you back your name. Yes, I'll be on my way. I won't be back to stay. I guess I'll move along.
KBPS Portland, KPSU 1450 AM, Portland's College Radio. Evenings and weekends at 1450 AM citywide, 24 hours a day at www.kpsu.org. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls from around the world, it is now time for the Nibbler Show.
Hey, time for the Nibbler Show. It's coming on right now, you know, so please, won't you lend your ear?
Okay.
We'll bring you laugh, we'll bring you joy, we may even give you some toys. We're here to spread the cheer.
Yay! That's right, it's time for the Nibbler Show. Every week it's your favorite host, Greg, and his gang of morons. So let's get ready, everybody.
Time for the Nibbler Show. Won't you listen up, you know it's time for the Nibbler Show.
Nibbler Show now available for the hearing impaired.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, hello. My name is Greg, and I will be your gracious host today for the Nibbler Show, and what a very special show we have lined up for you. I've got to start off with some, well, a little bit upsetting news, but I'm going to rectify it with some very good news right after. The upsetting news is that I will be out of the office next week. I will not be in here live, but let me follow that up with some outstanding news as a second to that. I am going to be going